Real fresh, real friends, real flexible, real faces. Introducing 123RF, a leading digital media library that provides a wide variety of budget-friendly photos, vectors, footage, and audio files. 123RF.com is home to more than 21 million creative works and has nearly 3 million users. As a premium destination for royalty-free images, 123RF works closely with designers across the globe and are proud to offer real flexible pricing options, such as pay-as-you-go credits and subscription plans that start from as low as 25 cents per image. The 123RF team provides a 24/7 service. Please contact us today to sign up for one of our plans, and you will receive a 20% discount on subscriptions or free extra credits. Simply use promo code PHOTO123RF. That's 123RF.com and promo code PHOTO123RF. Remember, real fresh, real friends, real flexible, real faces. 123RF.com.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse with top personal brand coach and leadership presence guru, Rasheryl McCrary. Rasheryl teaches executives and entrepreneurs how to build their personal brands and increase their influence in ways that drive personal and organizational success. Now she's ready to help you. It's time to expand your brand. Here's Rasheryl McCrary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Leader and the Muse. I am your host, Rasheryl McCrary, and I am the president of Dow Leadership Development. I'm a certified leadership coach and a certified personal brand strategist, and over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them discover, communicate, and leverage their authentic personal brand. Now, for those of you who are not quite familiar with personal branding, or maybe you are new to the show, and you're thinking that personal branding is all about this sort of celebrity-driven packaging, gimmicky, marketing, icky kind of thing, let me tell you exactly what I'm talking about when I say personal brand. So, your personal brand is your unique promise of value. It is your unique combination of skills, strengths, values, passions, and creative abilities and imperfections all rolled up into one. And personal branding is the process by which we unearth and cultivate your unique personal brand. So each week here on The Leader and the Muse, we will be discussing personal branding through the lens of my Brand You program. It's a coaching program for leaders and entrepreneurs, and it's Brand Y-O-U, which stands for Brand Your Own Uniqueness. And it's a four-step coaching process that helps you unearth, communicate, and leverage your authentic it factor in ways that drive business and personal success. Now, I was inspired to create this Brand You for leaders and entrepreneurs by a quote from William Aruda. Now, William Aruda is one of the godfathers of personal branding, and he founded a company called Reach Communications Consulting. And the quote says, "What makes you unique makes you successful." Now, I have certainly found that to be true in my own life and many others, including some famous people we know, and many of my clients have found that when you land in the sweet spot of your uniqueness, that's where you enjoy your greatest success. And so today, I am so thrilled to be talking about a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and that topic is personal branding for coaches. Typically on the show, what we talk about is we look at personal branding through the lens of the Brand You program, and today I'm going to be talking specifically about Brand You and personal branding for coaches, because that's the work that I do, and those are my peeps, our coaches out there, executive coaches, leadership coaches, personal life coaches, anyone who is doing coaching, consulting, that kind of thing. This is the show for you to really understand personal branding and how it can help you grow your coaching practice. So As we dive down into this, and of course, I'll be the guest today talking about this. So what I did was, in preparation for this episode, I collected questions from the coaching communities I belong to, and I extracted a few questions that I want to address in this episode. So we'll start with some of these questions, and then I'll discuss some ways to sort of answer the questions. So one of the first questions I received, and I received this in a lot of different forms, is what is a personal brand, and why should I care about personal branding as a coach? So the question is, what is a personal brand, and why should I care about personal branding as a coach? Now, I think that's a great question because I think sometimes coming out of the coaching community, and certainly if you've gone through some kind of coaching program, you know, it's all about how you serve your clients and how you help your clients and how you really assist and guide your clients through a process that helps them achieve their goals, whatever goals they've set up for the coaching engagement. So you come out of a training program and you're really sort of immersed in this idea of helping your clients, serving your clients, and how do I best do that? And so it's not immediately obvious, I don't think, to many coaches coming out of any training program. I myself went through the Georgetown University program. I don't think it's immediately apparent to coaches what then does personal branding, which has to do with me, how does that relate to my coaching practice? It seems very self-focused. How is this related to me as a coach? So I think the first thing is to start again with the definition of personal brand, right? So personal brand is your unique promise of value. It's the unique combination of those things that you offer, like your skills, your strengths, your passions, your creative abilities, your perspective, your imperfections, all those things rolled up together, your values, are your personal brand. And personal branding, as I said before, is the process by which we identify, communicate, and leverage your authentic personal brand. Now, you should care about this if you're a coach, because personal branding affects the practice of coaching and the business of coaching. So personal branding shapes and influences both of those arenas, the practice of coaching and the business of coaching. So if we look at the practice of coaching, right, so this idea of how do I serve my clients? What are the practices, the processes, the tools? What do I bring to bear to really serve my clients well? Well, personal branding actually increases your ability to serve your clients well. With personal branding, when you go through that process and you become really clear about who you are, what you stand for, what you offer, and what your process is, you are then poised as a coach to provide a consistently excellent experience for your clients, right? You're then able to provide a consistent experience and an excellent experience to your clients, because you have gone through the process of really thinking through who you are and what your offer is, and thinking through that process so that you're very clear about what you can do, what you can't do, what you can offer to your clients, what the outcome will be for them, the best way to guide them through the process. That's all a part of what happens during the process of personal branding for coaches, is really helping you as a coach get clear about the practice of coaching and what you're offering. Another way that personal branding really helps you in the practice of coaching is that it helps you attract the appropriate clients. It helps you attract the clients you are best equipped to serve. So here's what I mean by that. When you, as a coach, again, are very clear about who you are, what you offer, what your process is, and how to consistently deliver excellent results to your clients, you then begin to attract the appropriate clients, right? Because everything about your coaching practice, from your website, when I say everything, I mean the externals, right? When you're clear internally on all these things that I'm talking about in your personal brand, your externals reflect that clarity. So your website becomes very clear. Your logo makes sense. The images you select to use on your website are resonant with your message. Your message is very clear. And when that happens, you then attract the appropriate clients. You attract the clients you're best equipped to serve, because it becomes very clear to anyone landing on your website, reading your business card, reading something you've written, reading the copy on your website, reading your bio, it becomes very clear to anyone in your audience whether or not you're the right coach for them, whether or not what you do is the right fit for them, whether or not they should even call you for a consultation. So again, personal branding really increases your ability to serve your clients well by helping you attract the right clients, the clients you are absolutely best equipped to serve. Now, another way that personal branding really helps you in the practice of coaching is that it can also be a process. That personal branding process can also help you develop your unique process or your unique offers that really get results for your clients, right? So when I work with my entrepreneur clients or my coaching clients, I really help them come up with the process, a sort of their own proven process, their own unique process, or their own unique offer, so that their clients are very clear about what that offer is, what the process is, and so that the coach can actually get results for the clients, right? That you have a clear, well thought through, well planned process or offer. So those are just a few of the ways that personal branding really affects the practice of coaching and really increases your ability as a coach to serve your clients well each and every time. Because keep in mind, a personal brand is really about that unique promise of value showing up time and time again. You have to be consistent. To build a great personal brand or grow your personal brand, you have to deliver on that unique promise of value each and every time. So another example of personal branding and how it affects now the business of coaching, right? So we're moving out of the practice of coaching and talking about the business of coaching. Well, when you have a very clear, defined personal brand, it increases your value, right? When you're highly differentiated from your competition, when it becomes very clear what you offer, you have a very clear process that you use or a very clear offer that you're making to your clients, it increases your value. And so with increased value, you can then command higher fees, you can see less clients, you can serve the fewer clients you see very well. It just increases your overall value. You can command higher fees in terms of your clients, in terms of speaking engagements if you choose to do that. I mean, all kinds of things. So when you think about really unearthing that personal brand, keep in mind it increases your value. It also increases your visibility, so your clients can actually see you and what you have to offer. Right. So again, the clearer you become, the clearer you become to your clients, and they can see you, they can engage you, they know where to find you, they know what you offer, and that connection can then happen. Another way personal branding increases or really serves the business of coaching is, again, it increases your ability to serve your clients well, which means repeat business and referrals, which is the best way to grow your business. It's the way I've grown my business. I've done very little social media marketing. All of my business is by referral. My business is growing by leaps and bounds, right? So it increases your ability to serve your clients well. And a strong personal brand, just like any strong personal brand, if we look at corporate brands like, you know, Coca-Cola or some other brands out there, when that brand is very clear and very differentiated, it attracts clients, right? It attracts people to it. There's an attractive, a sort of a magnetism that takes place, and clients are just attracted to what you have to offer. So those are some things to think about when you're thinking about, you know, what is a personal brand? Why should I care about it? I'm a coach. I want to help people. And why do I need to think about this marketing stuff? I want you just to remember that your personal brand is your unique promise of value. It is a promise you're making to your clients that you'll show up consistently each and every time in terms of how you serve them, what you offer them, how you walk them through your process, and all of those things. It also increases your value and your visibility so that you can attract more clients and you can charge more for your services. So that is why personal branding should be something you care about as a coach. It should be absolutely your first step before the website, before the business cards, before the logo. The personal brand is what you want to really be clear about as a coach. So great. So I would like to move on now to the second question. That was sort of a long question there, long answer. So I want to move on to our second question. And actually what I'm going to do is I'll do that right after the break because it's time for us to go to break. So this is Rasheryl McQuarrie, your host of The Leader in the Muse. And I'd love to introduce you to my sponsor today. That is 123RF, a leading digital media library that is a premier destination for royalty-free images. And if you want to really build your brand with visual communication and strong images for PowerPoint, your books, your blogs, go to 123RF.com. That's 123RF.com and be sure to use the promo code 123RF. Okay, we'll be right back after the break.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Real fresh, real friends, real flexible, real faces. Introducing 123RF, a leading digital media library that provides a wide variety of budget-friendly photos, vectors, footage, and audio files. 123RF.com is home to more than 21 million creative works and has nearly 3 million users. As a premium destination for royalty-free images, 123RF works closely with designers across the globe and are proud to offer real flexible pricing options, such as pay-as-you-go credits and subscription plans that start from as low as 25 cents per image. The 123RF team provides a 24/7 service. Please contact us today to sign up for one of our plans and you will receive a 20% discount on subscriptions or free extra credits. Simply use promo code PHOTO123RF. That's 123RF.com and promo code PHOTO123RF. Remember, real fresh, real friends, real flexible, real faces. 123RF.com.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rasheryl McQuarrie. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Rasheryl McQuarrie, your host of The Leader in the Muse. And today I am thrilled to be talking about personal branding for coaches. Coaches are just people that I love and who do incredible work in this world. And so I'm so thrilled to be talking about personal branding for coaches. So what I did before the show was I gathered some questions from the coaching communities I belong to. And so I pulled a few of the juiciest questions out to really talk about and address on this episode. So the first question I dealt with in the previous segment was, what is a personal brand and why should I care about personal branding as a coach? And just a little bit of a recap, we looked at why personal branding, which is the process by which we identify, communicate, and leverage your unique promise of value, is something every coach should care about because it really really increases your ability to serve your clients well. So when we talk about the practice of coaching, it really supports the practice of coaching because it increases your ability to serve your clients really well. Because once you're clear on who you are, what you offer, what you stand for, what your process is, you're able to attract the best clients, the best fit for you. And you're also able to offer them processes that that really get results. We also looked at how having a personal brand as a coach really, really supports the business of coaching, the business side of it, right? So you're able to increase your value so that you can command higher fees as a coach or as a speaker or thought leader. You're able to increase your visibility so that clients can actually see you, find you, you attract more clients. And you're able to increase your ability to serve your clients well again, which means repeat business, referrals, which is the mainstay of any business. You want to get referrals. You want to have repeat business. So great. So I'm moving on now to the second question I received, which is, well, actually, it's more of a statement, not a question. And I hear this a lot in the coaching community. So I'm going to just give you this question verbatim as I received it. And it says, I don't want to be a slimy marketer. Marketing is bad. So a little bit passionate opinion there from a coach that marketing is bad. And so what I would say to this particular comment or this concern that I hear a lot in the coaching community, I would say maybe we should think about reframing marketing and not think about it as something bad or a way that you're selling out, but to really reframe marketing as a way to make yourself more visible to the folks you say you want to serve, right? It's a way to make yourself visible to the people, your clients, that you want to serve, the folks you want to help reach their goals. So, you know, instead of thinking marketing as this horrible thing, I really think of marketing as, you know, a vehicle, a conduit that allows me to, you know, make my offer clear to clients and then attract those clients who would really benefit from working with me. And I think if you reframe it, you know, and really think about marketing in service to your purpose, right, and think about marketing in service to really serving your clients and attracting the right clients who need exactly what you offer, I think that's a better way to think about marketing. And now, that's not to say that there's some elements of marketing, just like anything else, that, you know, are not quite ethical or integrous, and that's true about anything. But I think from the coaching side of it, that you really want to be careful about having these sort of blanket, reactionary, emotional, knee-jerk responses to things like marketing. And so this reminds me actually of when I was an actor, and being an artist for many years, that there were, you know, colleagues I had as an actor and as an artist who really believed that making money as an artist was a sellout. You know, and that you're doing your art. I was a theater actor, which doesn't pay well. So, you know, doing your art or being an actor or being a theater actor was, you know, being a real actor and being a real artist and the struggle and all that. And I never quite bought into that that stereotype. I never bought into that stereotype because I just, you know, didn't like that feeling of struggling, and I didn't think that it was selling out to do well as an actor. And so I actually found a way to support myself as a theater actor. I started producing theater. I started producing my own shows and one-woman shows. I get the rights from plays off Broadway in New York and bring them to Ohio, where I was living at the time, and produce them and star in some of them. And so I was able to really make a living and do quite well and do incredible work as an artist. Part of my producing theater meant that that was the way that I got the message out about the plays I was doing or about the artistic work that I had to offer. That's the way the audiences knew about me and learned about my work and were able to find out enough to come and support what I was doing or be audiences for the shows that I produced. So the sentiment around not wanting to be a marketer and marketing's bad and just selling out, you know, I really want to be a coach. I want to help people. I completely agree. I totally get exactly where you're coming from when you make the statement. And I think that there's a way to think about marketing in terms of helping you serve even more people, helping you attract even the right clients. And I, you know, you don't want to make marketing the enemy of your coaching practice. You want to make it the friend of your coaching practice and really supporting that. So that's how I respond to that question is, marketing can be very, very good when it's in service to your purpose as a coach. So I have another question here, this is coming from someone who's a new coach and new to the coaching world. So the question says, what's the first thing I should do about my personal brand as a new coach? So what's the first thing I should do about my personal brand as a new coach? So I think that's a fabulous question, because when you're a new coach, I've been coaching for over a decade, but I have lots of colleagues who are just coming out of coaching programs who haven't really spent any time coaching. They're new. They have skills. They have coaching skills, but maybe lack the confidence and feel like they're lacking some credibility maybe around coaching, or not quite sure how to start or what foot to put forward first, that kind of thing. That's very, very common. And the great thing is that personal branding can really provide you with the confidence that you need to really step out into the world as a coach. So this is what I find found a lot with my colleagues. So I know several of my colleagues, when we finished at Georgetown or even other clients that I have who come out of other coaching programs, they've immediately gone and gotten a website. You know, get a logo, a website. What's the name of my coaching practice? Is it going to be my last name? Am I going to make up a name? And, you know, immediately run out and do those things, and then the clients don't come, right? No one's clicking on, no one's signing up. They're not growing their coaching practice. And so what I always say is that before you get a website, you need to have a personal brand. You need to be very clear. You already have a personal brand, but you need to be very, very clear about what your brand is in a very comprehensive way, so that when you go to get your website, the images on the website, the colors on the website, the fonts on the website, the design, the copy is all in alignment with your personal brand. So it's very clear to your audience who you are and what you do. So one of the things that I say to clients who come to me, so new coaches, new consultants, folks who are leaving their corporate jobs to start coaching, that kind of thing. So some of the things I say, first of all, personal branding will help. That process will help you build confidence. And some of the things I suggest you think about are, so one thing is figure out what are you passionate about, right? So here you are, you're a coach. You have these skills, you have this training, you have the certification. And so if you're beginning to think about personal brand and you're not working with a coach on this, just start to think about what are you passionate about? What sparks you? What lights you up? Right? What sets you just alight? What issues, what causes, topics are you just really lit up about? And you may want to ask your friends to provide some feedback. You know, what are the things that you just go you become evangelical about? That's sort of a key to figure out what you're passionate about. So another thing I would say do is once you figure out sort of the causes, the topics, the interests that you have, the types of people you're really interested in or passionate about, then think about what problem you're passionate about solving for other people, right? So another way to think about this is not only what topics that light you up, what causes light you up, but also what problems do you really like solving for other people, right? You may already have experience in solving those kinds of problems. You may find that you're really passionate about working with nonprofit leaders, right? And you're really passionate about the causes that nonprofits serve. And so that's where your passion is, that you want to work with nonprofits and do coaching in the nonprofit arena because you're just on fire about nonprofits. I'm just using that as an example. You may decide, you know what, I am really, really passionate about working with women who are going back into the workforce, professional women who've left the workforce and they want to go back in after they raise their children. And that's, I'm really passionate about, about boomer women who are going back into the workforce. So again, I'm just using examples here, but think about, what are you passionate about? And then what problem do you solve for those people? What problems are you passionate about solving? Because those are sort of the keys to, begin to think about, as a new coach, where do I want to focus my attention? What lights me up? Where do I want my practice to be based? So to think about those things. The next thing I would say to a new coach that I'd be talking to about personal branding is to think about, do you truly have the skills to solve that problem? So the problem that you're passionate about solving for the people that you're passionate about helping, do you truly have the skills to solve that problem well? Right? Not just solve it, but solve it well. And if the answer is, well, sort of, or maybe not, Then think about, do you need some additional training, some additional skills building? Do you need a mentor, and do you need to apprentice with a more experienced coach? What do you need to do to get that skill set to the level where you can really help solve that problem really well? And then then act accordingly, right? So if it means you need to take another certification program or get some assessment tools together or find a mentor or apprentice with a more experienced coach or maybe subcontract with a coaching firm or training firm to get experience and get clients, those are all things that you can do that really help you as a new coach to begin to really understand your personal brand. And it's also a part of the personal branding process, right? That is part of what we do. And personal branding is really helping you get clear on the things you're passionate about, the people you're passionate about, the problem that you can solve for others, and making sure you have the skills to really solve that problem well. That's exactly what we do in the personal branding process. And you can begin to think about these questions right now as a new coach. So with that being said, it is actually time for me to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some other things that are related to personal branding for coaches, a topic I am passionate about. And I'd like to thank my sponsor today, 123RF, which is a premier destination for royalty-free images. And 123RF has a wide variety of budget-friendly photos, vectors, footage, and audio files. So if you want to build your brand with visual communication, those of you who use PowerPoint, keynote speakers, TED speakers, authors, bloggers, 123RF.com is the place to go. And be sure to use the promo code 123RF for a nice discount. Okay, I'll see you right after the break. This is Rasheryl McCreary, your host of The Leader and the Muse.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
Real fresh, real friends, real flexible, real faces. Introducing 123RF, a leading digital media library that provides a wide variety of budget-friendly photos, vectors, footage, and audio files. 123RF.com is home to more than 21 million creative works and has nearly 3 million users. As a premium destination for royalty-free images, 123RF works closely with designers across the globe and are proud to offer real flexible pricing options, such as pay-as-you-go credits and subscription plans that start from as low as 25 cents per image. The 123RF team provides a 24/7 service. Please contact us today to sign up for one of our plans, and you will receive a 20% discount on subscriptions or free extra credits. Simply use promo code PHOTO123RF. That's 123RF.com and promo code PHOTO123RF. Remember, real fresh, real friends, real flexible, real faces. 123RF.com.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rasheryl McCreary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's muse@leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
So So welcome back, everyone. This is Rochelle McCreary, your host of The Leader in the Muse, and I am back today talking about personal branding for coaches, one of my favorite topics. And just before the break, we were talking about personal branding and why coaches, why a coach should be concerned about personal branding, why they should care about marketing, which a lot of folks are really turned off about marketing. And what we discovered and what we talked about is how marketing, reframing marketing as something that really supports your personal brand really helps the business of coaching. It really helps the practice of coaching, and it really helps support you in your purpose, which is to provide excellent results for your clients. So that's just a few of the things we've been talking about here on the show in terms of personal branding for coaches. So another question I had from a coach was, how do I raise my visibility as a coach? How do I get my message out there and really begin to raise my visibility so that others sort of you know, see me and are aware of me? And so I think about raising your visibility, I think of it in terms of really establishing yourself as a thought leader. And this idea of raising your visibility also correlates to the elevate phase of the brand you process, right? That's where we really elevate your brand so that it's visible, it's easy for clients to understand what you do, and it really elevates you as a thought leader in your field. And so when you are thinking about how do I increase my visibility, I think that you have to think about a few different things. So one is thinking about how you communicate, right, your communication skills, because many times as a thought leader, you're going to be elevating your brand in a few different ways. So one is you're going to be elevating your brand by either speaking, by writing, or by networking. Right. And all of those are components of your thought leadership. So speaking, writing, or networking. And so when I think about speaking, your communication skills, your presence, right, how you communicate with others, how you show up, how you interact with others, you really want to think about, you know, are there places where you can begin to speak, to get speaking gigs? That's one way to really elevate your visibility and establish yourself as a thought leader. So can you get, before you even get speaking gigs, you can think about volunteering to speak. So you might want to volunteer to speak at church or in a community organization, or to speak at a nonprofit meeting. Maybe you sit on the board of a nonprofit and you can volunteer to give a talk on something or a workshop. So there are all kinds of free ways that you can explore elevating your thought leadership and as a speaker before you then move into and transition into being paid to speak, right, and getting paid speaking gigs. So look for opportunities to really work on your communication skills if you want to be more visible, even as a coach, right, because you may want to talk on topics of your expertise. And if you know that your communication skills are not quite where you want them to be, or your leadership presence is not quite where you want it to be, then look at things like Toastmasters or any kind of communication skills training, any of those kinds of training and professional development courses that you can take that really amp up your communication skills. So another way to elevate your thought leadership and to increase your visibility, and let's say maybe you're more of an introvert, or public speaking terrifies you, or it's just not your thing. You just don't do that well with public speaking. Then you want to think about writing. Writing is a wonderful way to really increase your visibility as a coach. So there are many ways you can go about this. So you could write articles for online magazines, print magazines. You could blog on your own blog, or maybe if you don't have a blog yet and don't want to really fully commit to the whole blogging process and the editorial calendar and all those things that are necessary, you may want to think about guest blogging. Do you have colleagues or others where you could jump on and do a guest blog for them? By the way, I invite you, if you're listening and you're interested in guest blogging, to contact me. Contact me at info@tao-leadership.com, and I'll be happy to talk to you about guest blogging, because we're looking for guest bloggers at Dow Leadership Development. So that's another way to increase your visibility. So there are also sites that will sometimes invite guest bloggers. So you want to be on the lookout for that. So blogging is a great way. If you know that you have great writing skills and you have short posts that you're interested in writing, anywhere from 100 to 500 words, and you want to dip your toe in that water, blogging is a wonderful thing to think about. Another thing to think about in terms of writing is to expand your commitment level around it and look at writing an ebook. So I am sure that all of you listening have either a Kindle or an iPad, or you've bought an ebook at some point in the last year. And ebook sales are exploding. I think ebooks are now more prevalent than hard copy books, or if not, certainly the publishing of ebooks is really expanding. So I really urge you to look into, is there a short, sweet, 25, 30 page ebook you can write on a given topic on your area of expertise? Because again, that's something that increases your visibility as a coach. Right, so looking at an ebook, and they're easier to write. I won't say easy, but they're easier to write. They are also much easier to get published. And one of our frequent guests, Debbie Weil, over at Voxy Media, is the absolute queen of business ebooks. And her website is voxymedia.com. It's voxiemedia.com. Debbie Weil. And she has some wonderful one-on-one coaching programs and online courses if you want to be an ebook author. So again, in terms of really raising your visibility, speaking and writing and networking is another thing to think about. One way you raise your visibility is just by networking with others. So again, it doesn't have to be that you're giving talks, doing a TED talk right off the bat, or that you're writing a best-selling book or ebook. But perhaps one way to raise your visibility is just to network. So there are a few ways that you can think about doing this. You can network online by joining sites such as, I think a good site for coaches is LinkedIn if you are doing business coaching. Obviously there are many other sites. There's Twitter, there's Facebook. It just depends on where your target audience is and those kinds of things. So networking by connecting with others on these sites, joining professional groups that are on these sites. As for an example, if we use LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is where most of my clients are. So if you're on LinkedIn, having connecting to other professionals on LinkedIn who you know, and reaching out to those that you don't know but have some connection to. So forming connections in that way. Also joining groups on LinkedIn, looking at what are the professional groups or interest groups there that I'm interested in. I think on LinkedIn you can join 50 groups. I'm not sure what the exact number is, but about that many. So I think that also thinking about on LinkedIn what companies you want to follow. And also setting up your own company profile on LinkedIn. Your own, if you have a personal branding business that you're starting, or once you get if you have a coaching business that you're starting, once you go through your personal branding process and all that stuff, making sure you have a nice company page there for your coaching practice so your clients can find you. So those are all ways that you can really elevate your visibility and your thought leadership in terms of your coaching practice. And, another thing that is becoming incredibly popular and is relatively easy to do. None of this stuff is as easy as it sounds, but, it takes time, it takes a commitment. But podcasting has become a huge, huge, huge opportunity for coaches. So if you have an area of expertise, if you have really thought through your personal brand and you have that established, thinking about podcasting is another way to really elevate your visibility. And there's some great sites out there that really help you with that. There's a great consultant at The Audacity Podcast, theaudacitypodcast.com, who really provides wonderful support and help with, I think it's Daniel J. Lewis is his name. He provides great help with really setting up a podcast to reach your audience and to establish yourself as a thought leader. So those are some ways that you can really begin to elevate your visibility. And again, all of this stuff that I'm talking about, the speaking engagements, the writing, the networking to a degree, the podcasting, those are all things and activities that you should begin after you have gone through the personal branding process. Because all of the things that I'm talking about in terms of elevating your personal brand are things that will have a cost associated with them. There's a financial investment you'll have to make, for example, to write an ebook well, right? You might want to get a coach or an editor. You'll certainly have to invest some money in cover and getting it converted to the right file and format to get published to Kindle. So there are all kinds of fees associated with this. Not exorbitantly expensive, but there's a financial investment you have to make in just about any one of these areas. And so I really suggest that the best way to think about this is get your personal brand solidified first. And then at that point, that's when you want to look at investing in these other things to make your brand more visible. So that was a really, really great question that we had there. Wonderful question. Now, another question I have here from a coach is around target audience. I have this wonderful question around target audience. How do I find my target audience? How do I find my target audience? So I think that's a wonderful question, and I think it's a very interesting question, and I've had a very interesting experience with it. So target audience, obviously, I mean, these are the folks who really, really are the ideal candidate for your service. These are people who are the ideal candidate for the service or offer that you have. And so my experience with target audience has been a little different than some of the other coaches and marketing strategists and folks that I know. So I think that two things can happen with your target audience. One is you can absolutely identify and really target who's the perfect audience for you. So you sort of choose your target audience and then go after them. And then there are other times where your target audience actually chooses you. They actually choose you. And so I'll talk a little bit about both of those. So let's say you're in the first camp where it's like, okay, I want to work with this particular group of people. This is who I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about solving this particular problem for this group of people, and I have an incredible skill. I can do this incredibly well in terms of solving their problem. So if that's the case and you want to choose your target audience, there are a couple things that you want to think about as a coach. So one of the things is you want to think about, again, you know, who are the people you're passionate about serving and can you solve their problem well? And then thinking about really more details about this group. I'm sure you all have heard, you want to understand the demographics of your audience, right? So what's the typical age, the typical ethnicity, the gender, the income, the education level. I mean, there are many, many, many ways you can approach demographics, but getting a very clear profile and snapshot of your ideal client. That's one of the first things that you want to do. The other thing that you want to think about, in addition to the demographic information, is the psychographic information. So that's a little bit more of understanding the emotional, what resonates emotionally for your ideal client. So what things really light them up? What are they passionate about? Enjoy doing? What do they most desire? What do they most fear? Right? So it's really looking at emotionally, who is this person? Who is this ideal client? And what do they love to do? And another thing you want to think about is, where are they? And Pamela Slim, who is the author of Escape from Cubicle Nation, she was also on the show, a guest on the show, talked about looking for the watering holes for your ideal client. So what that means is, you know, where does your ideal client congregate? Are they all on Twitter? Are they on LinkedIn? For instance, my ideal client is pretty much on LinkedIn. Are they What blogs are they reading? What magazines do they read? Where are they gathering? Where are they having conversations? What groups do they belong to? What organizations do they belong to? So these are things to think about in terms of your target audience. Not only thinking about the demographics and the psychographics, but the watering holes. Where are they? Where's your ideal client? So those are just some things for you to think about in terms of your target audience when you want to choose them. And part of the personal branding process, particularly in Brand You, is really helping you understand all of this information about your client, doing that market research, really finding out who they are, where they are, and what lights them up and what turns them off. Now, the other side of this target audience question is and has to do with when your target audience chooses you, when your target audience chooses you. And this has been my experience. So when I first started out coaching, I was, really, really clear that I wanted to work with, a particular group of leaders. And to be more specific, I wanted to work with women leaders. And, that was my target audience. And I was going to drill down into demographics and find out particularly, specifically what subset of women leaders did I really want to work with. And, I was really passionate about working with women in leadership. And I still am. But what was interesting for me is that my initial clients were not in that group. My initial clients and my subsequent clients, and over the past decade of doing this, most of my clients are men who are leaders in fairly conservative corporate environments. And so what I found is that I started getting clients that were men in these very conservative environments, and also who were very very left brain dominant. So engineers, actuaries, technical leaders, folks who didn't really live in the land of presence or personal brand, that kind of thing. And so that that became sort of my target audience they chose me. So that was a very interesting thing for me, because I thought I was going to be working with one group and that's what I was focused on. But the businesses that started coming in for me were folks that needed help around their leadership presence, their personal brand, and who were senior leaders. And so it ended up being a very different demographic and psychographic. And so what I learned, the big lesson for me out of that as a coach, was I had to be really open, be really flexible, and even though I had sort of a target audience in mind, that I had to then just be really flexible and say, hey, well, this is the audience that's selecting me, and so this is the audience that obviously I can serve really well, and really accepting that opportunity and that target audience, not being rigid around what I think I want to do or who I want to work with. So that was one of the things that I discovered in this process of really looking at my target audience. So good. So the next question that I have here is from another coach, and let me pull this up. And so I have a great question here from a coach who wants to know, how do I differentiate myself from all the competition? How do I differentiate myself from the competition? So the interesting thing for me in thinking about this is that, right now there are so many coaches that are on the planet, right? Everybody's a coach. Coaching is the hottest thing. And you have life coaches, you have business coaches, you have executive coaches, you have coaches for just about anything that you want to accomplish or you want to do, there's a coach. And so there's a lot of competition out there. So I think this is a wonderful question that someone's asking about how do you differentiate yourself when there's tons of competition. So again, one of the things I suggest is to really begin to think about the things that interest you. So topics that interest you, experiences you've had, places you've lived, hobbies, passions. When you think about a variety of things that really have interested you during your lifetime, that's where you'll find the things that really differentiate you, right? Because differentiation is really about some specific things, and they don't have to be huge things, but specific ways in which you see the world differently, you offer something a little differently, you can do things differently, where you're bringing things from your experience, your expertise, your knowledge, your world, your perspective, and you're offering it to the client in your own unique way. So the first step I suggest for my clients when you're trying to differentiate yourself is to really think about look at your sort of defining experiences. Look at some of the places you've lived, the people you've known, people you've interacted with. Those are all sort of the breeding ground for your differentiation. It lies somewhere in there. Previous careers, those kinds of things. So when I think about this for myself, and I'll use myself as a case study. So one of the things for me is that I had a previous and actually simultaneous career as a theater actor while I was also director of training and development for a marketing firm and already doing corporate training and that type of thing. So I had a theater career as an actor during that same time, and I was passionate about acting. I was passionate particularly about being an actor on stage. I love the rigor of being on stage and communicating with an audience and the live exchange that happens with the audience. And so that became a huge differentiator for me. The fact that that I had the skill set of being able to engage an audience, the fact that I had a great portfolio of communication skills, the fact that I knew how to inspire, I knew how to motivate others. Even in my early training career, my first few training jobs, I would have folks who had been, you know, seasoned executives who had been through many, many trainings throughout their career say, that was the best training I've had in 20 years, or that was the best training I've ever been to. So early on in my coaching and training life, I realized that the skills that I had as a theater actor were shaping and flavoring my work as a coach. And so what I discovered is that acting was my acting background is a huge differentiator for me. It's a huge differentiator. So I want to invite all of you to really think about for yourselves, what is a big differentiator for you? What is the thing for you that really sets you apart from your peers? And you can also think about it this way. And another approach is, and I do this with my clients many times, another approach is to look at who are the top 3 to 5 competitors. And, you know, and I don't say this in a cutthroat way, but who are the top 3 to 5 peers or competitors in the coaching world? And I would look at some very, you know, big coaches and very well-known coaches, and also maybe some folks that you know that are a little closer to home. Select about 5 of them, and then just do a simple comparison chart, right? So similarities and differences. So look at what ways are you similar to those 5 competitors, and what ways are you different than those 5 competitors? And compare the two, right? So really looking at how am I like my competitors? How am I different than my competitors? That begins to really clarify for you what separates you, what differentiates you, and what sets you apart from others, right? And you begin to very clearly see what your offer is. So we're at the end of our show, and I hope this has given you some wonderful tips for personal branding for coaches. And if you're interested to learn more about personal branding for coaches, please contact me at tao-leadership.com. That's tao-leadership.com. And I'll be happy to talk to you about personal branding for coaches, upcoming programs, and any other things you want to know about it. So thank you for joining us on The Leader in the Muse. This is Rochelle McCrary, your host, and I will be back every Friday at 12 noon Pacific on The Leader in the Muse.
Thank you again for listening to The Leader and the Muse with Rochelle McCrary. Please join us again next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Business Channel. See you then.